The Last Word on Tech.
With Renault's award-winning hybrid and full electric lineup, where style meets tech. Rethink Renault.
Andy O'Donoghue is with us for last minute tech gifts here on Tech Thursday. So let's get through some of the sort of hardy perennials, some new things that you have. Anyway, you've got an idea, first of all, for open ear wireless headphones.
I do, because this is really a lovely practical headphone design, Matt. And instead of covering your ears, these just sit outside them. So it's the Shocks Open Run Pro, second generation Open Run Pro 2. They're about 150 odd euros. They're really, really nice, brilliant for outdoor use, and very good battery life. Why I like them is they suit a lot of people. Great present this time of year. If you're a runner, you can listen to your music, great. But if you're a walker or a cyclist or a commuter, it means you can listen to your music, or you can listen to Ian in the morning or whatever on your way to work, but you hear the traffic and you have an awareness of what's going on around you. Just safer than covering up your ears. Great present.
Okay, there's again there, the Shocks Open Run Pro 2, 159 euro or so. You love a tracker, don't you? A Bluetooth tracker.
I knew you'd say this, and but I do. You have AirTags, the Apple AirTags, the Smart Tag from Samsung, and Tile, and the Tile Mates. They'll cost kind of 25, 35 euros, sometimes a bit more if you buy a fancy one. But they are still one of the safest last-minute gifts that you can get somebody, because they are incredibly useful, and they remain so. Most of them now have batteries, these the little flat batteries that you can change in them, so they'll last for years. If you buy one of the ones for your wallet, which are literally credit card-sized, you can't change the battery in them, but they have about a three-year lifespan. And I really do recommend them, because they are fantastic for purses and wallets. The idea is that you clip them onto your keys or your bag or your bike or your school bag or whatever, pop it into your laptop bag or your purse, and you can track where your items are. But the way that the technology works is they use the community of other users, so you can pretty much always find your device. You can subscribe to the premium service, which will send you an alert if you leave home without your bag or your keys or something like that. Really nice present.
Okay. Also, portable power banks are very useful. But what are the best ones? I'm going to make sure that they're compatible with your electronic devices.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say power banks have improved hugely in the last couple of years. And now we can get them with fast charging and with laptop support. So that's fantastic, whether for work or for college. And I really like the Anker models. And they make a series of them running from about 25 euros up to about 150 euros. The PowerCore 10,000, 20,000 milliamps are really nice. You'll pay about 50 euros for the 20,000 milliamp version. But with that, you can charge laptops and a couple of phones. One particular model, and Irish retailers, you can go in and buy this tonight if you want, is the Anker 737. About 110 euros. You'll find it around the country. It is fantastic. It looks really cool. It'll slot neatly into the side pocket of a rucksack or a backpack. Brilliant. Fantastic for commuters, students, anyone, remote workers, anyone. Great present.
But will it work with any laptop? I mean, will it work with things like Apple products, for example?
Yeah, well, USB-C, they have USB-C, but you can always get a converter cable as well.
Okay. Now, the other fast charger, you've got the GaN fast charger.
I just wanted to mention these because these have come on a lot in the last year, even gallium nitride. And they are better because these chargers, they're the chargers that you plug into the wall. But because the GaN material allows them to be smaller and lighter and also more efficient, so you won't feel the plug heating up. They cost between 30 to 70 euros. Anker, Belkin and Ugreen make them. You'll find them for about 50 euros generally, but they're really nice to have in your bag, and you'll get the USB-C, and also some of them will have multi-charge sockets on them, so you can charge two devices at the same time.
Okay, which sort of options do you have here for these GANs?
The Anker 735 is a 65-watt charger, and Belkin do a 65-watt, and Ugreen do a 65-watt. And you'll pay kind of between 50, 60 euros for all of them. But they're a nice present. And these are the kind of presents, Matt, that we never buy ourselves. Whereas this time of year, it's a nice idea to gift them, and saving somebody, A, the trouble and the money.
You also have premium charging cables?
Yeah, I know. It's a funny one, but, you know, a lot of the cables that you get with your laptop or your tablet or your phone, they're, you know, they're very standard and they fray. You'll pull on the plug, you'll wear them out over time, but you can buy a really, you can buy really good ones. OtterBox makes some superb cables, and these are braided nylon cables, and they have magnetic tips for the desk or for the car. You'll pay between 15 to 30 euros for them, but they last years. I use one. I'm hard on cables. So instead of paying Apple 30 odd euros every 6 or 12 months, my OtterBox cable, I've had it for about 3 years and it works perfectly.
Okay. You have some smart home gifts, as you're calling them, which are, you describe as easy wins with no DIY.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, this time of year, for someone who's just moved out, if someone's going to college or someone's got their own place, it's a really, I think they're a really nice present. And smart home tech has really matured, and they're reliable, they're giftable, and they're easy to set up Christmas morning. And there are all sorts, lights, plugs, all that kind of stuff. I would recommend some that I really like. The Philips Hue Go Portable Light. It's about 80-90 euros, but it's this kind of little dome-shaped light that you plug in and it works on the mains, but it also works on battery if it gets plugged out. And it is controllable by the Philips app, and you can also integrate it with Alexa or Google Home.
The next one that you have is one, I was actually looking at a whole load of wireless video doorbells recently, and there's so many of them now, I couldn't make up my mind as to what would actually work best and what would be the easiest to install and operate.
So the easiest to install are battery-powered ones. You will get Ring, Blink and U-Fi. You'll pay about 80 euros for a Ring or a Blink, and U-Fi, same kind of money.
Because a lot of them are a lot more expensive than that as well.
They are. I mean, you can pay up to maybe 200 euros for the 4K and wired. But the problem with the wired is you've got to have an electrician come in and wire that up for you.
Yeah.
But I do recommend the battery ones, and the batteries will last about 6 months for the average house. And it's very simple. I suggest buy a second battery pack, have it charged up in the kitchen, and then just swap it out. It takes 5 minutes to change the battery. And so,
are they easy to attach on the door?
They are. You literally, one screw with the drill, and some of them come with the 3M stickers that are almost irremovable, and they work really well. So they're very easy to install.
Okay, and you also have a smart Wi-Fi light strip for outdoor.
I do. And I love lighting, and I think it transforms, particularly this time of year, transforms indoors and outdoors. And you can buy the Philips ones. They're very expensive. Admittedly, they are brilliant. But TP-Link have a really nice options for this. 5 metres for about 70 euros. So, you know, that's 16, 17 feet in old money. And they're weather safe, app controlled, and they're great for, you know, maybe around under the sofa, a gaming room, or even the patio, because they're weather safe. At 70 euros, nice present.
Okay, I see you're a streaming snob. Because you want people to subscribe to a curated movie service that isn't Netflix.
Well, you know, there was that COVID joke, you know, people were tweeting, you know, I've done Netflix, what's next, you know? And many people, you know, do find it difficult, whether it's Prime or Netflix, you know, looking at kind of more curated streaming options is a nice idea. And there are some great ones. You know, the BFI and Curzon streaming in England are options, but Mubi is really good. It's about 14 euros a month here. And it's kind of an anti-Netflix. And it's very carefully curated cinema. One new film added daily. And you have, you know, Claire Dennis, Park Chan-wook, people like that. And it's a nice idea. I'll tell you who it's for. It is for people who hate algorithmic television. And that's why it works very well as a present.
And then you also have a thing called Shudder.
And Shudder was new to me until I started looking at streaming services recently. And this is very horror done really well. Horror, psychological thriller, cult classics, things like The Wailing, Host, Skinner Marink, original series and exclusives. And it's 4 euros a month. A tremendous value for somebody who's a horror fan.
Okay. You also put in things for kids, ages 6 to 12. Give us a few things that you think that maybe Santa could bring.
And so this is kind of ed tech, as they call it, educational technology, and essentially the budding scientist. And there are some really great options, and you can pay from kind of 25 to 120, 50 euros.
Yeah, if these aren't things for Santa, if you've got a godchild or if you have a nephew or niece or something like that,
exactly,
to top up what Santa brings.
Yes, exactly. And you know, the idea is it's tech that teaches without feeling like homework. You have the Osmo starter kits, and you have some STEM coding robots, Botley and MBot, which are very good, and kind of general beginner electronic kits. Lego even do some versions. My favourite of this are the Osmo starter kits, and they're priced from about 25 to 100 euros, and they combine physical play but also integrate with somebody who has an iPad for learning. They're really nice options.
Now, we're going to be doing a lot of books on tomorrow night's programme. We will have a fellow called Pascal Donoghue from the World Bank will be with us with Lee's Hand, as they are every year, for the non-fiction books of the year. And also Ian Guider is doing a number of business books of the year, in which he does have recommendations of things which are tech-related, but not the ones that you have. So tell us about the books you have.
No, and there are a lot of great tech books, and you can read fiction. People like Philip K. Dick or William Gibson, and their technology, a lot of dystopia in it, but a lot of it, Cory Doctorow, a lot of their characters and situations inspired by where we are now. But if you want to read about the facts, about kind of the current world, where we are in regards to AI, biotech, nanotech, things like that, and where we're racing into kind of in, say, between now and 2035, Ray Kurzweil's book, The Singularity is Nearer, is absolutely superb. And it's an update to a book he wrote 20 years ago, one of the most talked about tech books of this year. It is ideal for somebody who is curious about AI. I would also suggest System Error, which is a really good book, and specifically about, written by three scientists, I believe. And it's a really nice look about how technology is reshaping society. And it covers AI and the modern tech debate.
One last one, and this I think was where we started the tech show a few weeks ago.
It was.
The Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses at €420. Are they really worth it?
Matt, this took everybody by surprise. Meta, not a great year, even for the name, with Mark Zuckerberg toning that one down. But the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses are the surprise gadget hit of the year. They really are. You get high-resolution 3K video, you get 12-megapixel ultra-wide photos, you can store 1,000 photos, hundreds of videos, voice-controlled Meta AI features, which is cool, but the audio on them for a pair of glasses is really good, and you can take calls, listen to your music, and take photos and video hands-free. It's a big present, €420, but for yourself or someone you really care about, it's a great present.
Yeah, Meta had those VR machines a couple of years ago. How many people are still using those? Andy O'Donoghue, thank you as ever. Look forward to seeing you every Thursday in the new year.
The Last Word on Today FM.